This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This is the time of year when we tend to track the economy by watching the number of people in malls and how much they spend. As consumers shop more, retailers can add more to their profit margins. The attendance in one particular mall in Los Angeles suggests some of the activity at the bottom of the economy. An organization called PATH, that stands for People Assisting the Homeless, has created a mall for homeless people. It offers almost everything people might need to get a fresh start in life. Here's NPR's Ina Jaffe.
You've probably heard this already, but Los Angeles is a huge, sprawling city. Getting from here to there can be a major effort for anyone. And if you're homeless, and maybe hungry or high or out of bus money, you may never make it all the way to the health clinic or the job center or the 12-step meeting, never mind getting to all of them in one day.
So when we built this mall 3 years ago, we decided, wouldn't it be great if we could have all the services all in one building?
Joel John Roberts, the executive director of PATH, gestures down the curving concourse of the mall at the glass storefronts decked out in tinsel. Behind the doors are a health clinic, drug and alcohol counseling, help for veterans and for people with AIDS. There's a job center here run by PATH, but most of the other services are operated by independent, private, or public agencies. They serve up to 2,000 people each month. Nevertheless, the mall is fairly quiet. No one is wandering around browsing like an ordinary consumer. Robert says that's because clients get the kind of treatment that at a typical mall might be considered VIP.
You know, what is that at Nordstrom's? Your personal shopper? Well, that's what we are. Our caseworkers are like the personal shoppers. We're going to help you shop the different services in our mall.
Kevin Young came here to kick drugs.
I was just tired of running the streets, tired of living the way I was living. And I had to try to get somewhere where I could get some help.
Young is talking to his drug counselor, Reyes Soto, in the storefront operated by the Claire Foundation.
My life has changed totally now. I got a job. I've been sober now 7 months, longest I've been sober in 20 years.
You have 7 months, I have 7 years, and it does get better.
Yeah. I got a good sense of feeling with my family once again. Not that I have them all the way back, but I'm getting there. Plus, I like myself again. And that was the whole thing that I lacked throughout the time I was out there getting loaded.
People struggle with such serious problems here. There's no reason to make it all worse by suffering through a bad hair day. So a lot of them visit the beauty salon run by Vicki Henderson. At the moment, she's carefully applying the clippers to a boy named Carlos.
First time he came in here, Carlos only been here about how many weeks, Carlos?
Like
two or three weeks. He had Kool-Aid all in his hair and his scalp. And I told him I want to give him a real cool cut today.
This is literally Vicki Henderson's dream job. She was once homeless herself, lived on Skid Row, took drugs, lost custody of her kids. She was in a program hoping to put her life back together when she met a salon owner named Vera Brown.
And she asked me what I would like to do, and I was like a kid, and I said, I wish I could run a beauty salon and where nobody had to worry about paying to cut their hair, and I said, and that's what I want to be. I want to be a beautician.
Vera Brown helped Vicki Henderson do that.
And I just said, if someone helped me out just this one time in my whole entire life, that I would change my life, and I would help somebody else. And from there, I decided that's what I'm going to do. I want to run a beauty salon, or I want to be a cosmetologist. I just want to help somebody who needs me. I just want them to look beautiful. I don't care if their life was just down, if they was down and out. I wanted them to know that if I touch them, that their life would change.
That's not a service you can usually get at the mall, but it's the main thing they're selling at this one. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.